This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 12th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, it's a sunny afternoon, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Haifa is experiencing a mild breeze. Let's hope the weather holds as we move into the evening. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom just in, Donald Trump claims the U.S. has complete control over the Strait of Hormuz. He criticized Iran, saying its military capabilities are non-existent. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran and the U.S. are not discussing an extension to the ceasefire. A senior Iranian official confirmed the lack of progress on this front earlier this hour. Also this hour, Mariv notes Defense Minister Israel Katz has returned to work amid U.S. pressure regarding regional arrangements. He visited southern Israel a short time ago. Separately from JNS, the IDF reports that Hamas has intensified torture against civilians in Gaza. This escalation comes after a ceasefire last year. And finally, Israel Hayom informs us that the IDF is organizing tours in Judea and Samaria following a recent disaster in Tel Village. Tensions remain high in the area. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Israel has conducted its first airstrike in Gaza in over a week. This breaks a recent lull amid ongoing U.S. peace efforts. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli technology executive, posted earlier today questioning the viability of a two-state solution. He expressed skepticism about Palestinian leadership recognizing Israel. Yinet Global commented earlier today on Trump's assertion about controlling Hormuz. They highlighted Iran's denial of any extended ceasefire, implying ongoing tensions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. and Iran. Israel Hayom reports President Trump asserted American dominance over the Strait of Hormuz. He downplayed Iran's military, calling them ineffectual. This rhetoric underscores rising tensions as both nations navigate diplomatic challenges. The situation could impact global oil markets and regional security. Turning to the ceasefire discussions, the Jerusalem Post states that Iran and the U.S. have not extended their ceasefire. The 60-day period meant to finalize a deal has not been effective. This lack of progress could lead to renewed hostilities, affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Israel Katz's return to work comes amid U.S. pressure. Mariv highlights his visit to southern Israel today. The U.S. urges Israel to make strategic withdrawals. Katz's actions may influence future diplomatic engagements in the region. In Gaza, JNS reports on increased abuses by Hamas. The IDF accuses the group of escalating torture following last year's ceasefire. This situation exacerbates humanitarian concerns in Gaza, impacting civilian lives. Finally, in Judea and Samaria, the IDF is investigating a deadly incident in Tel Village. Israel Hayom notes the area remains tense. These tours aim to address security concerns, but tensions could affect Israeli-Palestinian relations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reveals that a secretive Israeli-American startup, Covenant, tested its new cruise missile in Morocco. This test aims to advance military capabilities and strengthen international partnerships. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports MK Yaakov Asher's call for Haredi neighborhoods in every city. This proposal could influence urban planning and cultural integration across Israel. And finally, Yinet Business discusses Trump's pressure campaign on Iran. Sanctions and blockades have significantly weakened Iran's economy. Despite this, Tehran is managing resources strategically to withstand the pressure. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.